Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. So much appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, I keep forgetting to do this. Need to start doing it more often. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell has made it a little easier for some of us to make money online, and everybody wins, right? You get the product you want to get, robes, let me see what he got, slippers, oh yeah, I forgot about the slippers, robes, slippers, you know what, I have my slippers for years, I love them, really good, they're very comfortable, very rugged, if you would, but apparently not wet waterproof, you know? You wear them out in the rain, you wear them out into a puddle, yeah, gonna have a problem. But anyway, like I said, they got pillowcases, sheets, towels. Check out the website, mypillow.com, and when you get over there, right, use promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save 30 to 70%, and I'm telling you, you're gonna love the product. Seriously. All right, I mean, there's so much news we need to get to. Sonia Schmidt will join us right after the break. And, you know, man, I got to tell you something. We'd need 5 hours to go through all the news that's out there. Judge Cannon admonishes special counsel prosecutor. You know Jack Smith, remember him? He says Jack Smith's proposed July 8th trial date. And the classified docs case is unrealistic. This guy looks a little off. You know what I mean? Anyway, in a blow to Jack Smith, Judge Aileen Cannon on Friday said his proposed July 8th trial date in the classified documents case against Trump is unrealistic. Hundreds of Trump supporters lined the streets of Port Pierce, Florida, to cheer the president on his way to court. This is his latest hearing with the... we should just call it what it is. His latest lawfare hearing. They're trying to get him, you know, they're trying to get him to spend all this money. They're trying to get him to go broke while he's doing this. Friday's hearing in Florida was about possibly moving the classified documents trial back until late summer. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Thursday proposed a new trial date for the classified documents case playing out in a federal court there in southern Florida. Now, the classified docs... The case itself was scheduled to begin on May 20th. Jack asked for a trial to begin on July 8th. Right? The new proposed date of July 8th is the week before the RNC convention. President Trump on Thursday He has classified document trial not, what is he, trial to begin on August 12th. Trump arrived at the courthouse shortly before 10. Now, again, can somebody please tell me the difference between Joe Biden having those classified documents in a garage, unprotected, having more classified documents than several offices he occupied, wasn't in at the time, but occupied nonetheless, not protected, and Trump's documents protected 24/7, not the documents themselves, obviously, but protected 24/7 by the Secret Service. Never left out in the open. And the pictures of those documents, messy and out all over the place on the floor. Like, Donald Trump would truly do that. The guy's a neat freak, for God's sakes, right? The judge, the Trump appointee, now see, again, I don't mind them doing that because they do it on all of them. But they all say that, you know, that doesn't matter. Shouldn't be a big deal. Yeah, every time Trump gets nailed with a Obama appointee and somebody says something, that's exactly what they'll say on the left. Is that, hey, it's no big deal. Judges are judges. They follow the law. Now, the judge also admonished Jack Smith's prosecutor for blaming the Trump's attorneys for taking on both the Bragg hush payment case and the classified docs case. When Smith's team tried to blame Trump attorney Chris Keis for taking on both the Bragg case and the classified docs case and argued his work schedule related to both matters should not preclude the Florida trial from moving forward, Judge Kennedy reminded the Department of Justice that that right to access all court proceedings doesn't apply to the lawyers but to the accused. So reported Julie, listen, here's the thing. Think about how this is playing out. They are trying to throw as many court dates as they can at him, keep him on his toes all the time, and eating up as much time as humanly possible. So, it's not working. It's frustrating the crud out of him. Right? Now, remember, Smith indicted Trump on 37 federal counts in Miami for, ready for this one? For lawfully storing presidential records at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Protected. Again, I need to say it again. Protected 24/7 by the Secret Service. Show me your host, Uncle Far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You do that. There's only one way to do it. You need to get informed. Right? You need to engage and get informed. It ain't that hard. Folks, it really isn't. And again, get your facts straight. And I say that because every time you start talking to people and they're listening to a radio show like this one or others, and somebody goes off on misinformation, I won't say purposely giving you bad information, but misinformation. I get a lot of stuff from listeners who will send me something and say, hey, you know, I got this information, or look at this link, or look at this, and they're wrong. They're dead wrong. So now I've learned, I hang back and say, look, I'm hearing this, but I'm going to check into it first. So make sure you got the right info before you actually start that. Running off at the mouth. You know what? Sonya Schmidt joins me, my co-host on Fridays. What do you want to call it? Run of mouth?
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, that doesn't sound very...
Well, you know what? Listen, I started a vegan diet this week.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, for various reasons.
Yeah.
So diarrhea is in my lexicon of terminology. And no longer am I going to allow you to refer to me as Sonya Schmidt from now on and forevermore. It will be so...
Then I'm just going to call you Sonya.
I know you
are. I'm going to shorten it up.
And then my grandkids call me Granny. They have no respect at all. I work so hard at passing... I work so hard. You sound like Nancy Pelosi. I deserve this title. Did you know I was in a commercial with Danny Zucker produced, and it was, you remember when Nancy Pelosi said, "Don't call me ma'am."
Call me yeah, Han. Yeah. No, that wasn't Pelosi. That was Feinstein. Yeah, with a hearing. You don't remember?
I don't remember. And I'm going to bet you on that, just like I wanted to bet earlier today.
You're going to bet me or bet me? What were you saying?
I'm going to bet you it's going to be another breakfast that you owe me. So now you owe me, if I win this one, you owe me two breakfasts.
Wait a minute, I didn't lose that last bet. Wait a minute. I can tell by the look on your face. You're not being totally truthful.
I'm always totally truthful. But okay. I will look it up. You might be right. It may be Feinstein. But, yeah, she wanted to be called Congresswoman because she worked so hard for that title. And don't call her ma'am, even though it was totally credible for someone in the military. And respectful to call her
ma'am. Exactly what they do. That's exactly what they're taught to do. That's exactly the way. You don't dress down somebody like that in the military. At a place like that. You may say, hey, I much prefer you call me.
That's all you got to say.
Right?
That's a simple, polite way of doing it.
Oh,
so,
polite? Given you really thought you were going to get polite? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So given that, Joe, I would much prefer you to refer to me as real estate agent extraordinaire who just passed your test.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's right.
I work so hard.
No, I would have beat my brains out if I really thought about it to get my real estate agent license. You know why?
Because
there's so many people leaving California. There's a lot to sell, you know?
I know. So I'm trying to figure out a way. You know, I just did this because I'm an A-type personality, and I'm like, okay.
I never got that from you. Go ahead.
I started this. And I want to finish it. But then this morning I was going, ooh, you know what? I have connections with people who are exiting California, and I have property in South Dakota. Maybe there's some sort of a way I can combine this as a business. Not that I want people to leave California because I want patriots to stay and fight. But if you're inclined to cut and run, I may be your girl for that. I have to look into that more.
Patriots. Let me know when you find some in California.
No, you thick, know a lot.
Very, 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 very thick skin. You know what I'm saying?
I know. But you know, you do know some. They come to those school board meetings. They try to fight whether they're up to par. I see them at the rallies. I live on a corner that happens to have a lot of people who are holding signs for the good folks, the good fight.
Right.
And we have fighters out here. Yes. And I hope they stay. I don't know that I'm one of them.
Hey, listen, as long as you're willing to stand up and push back, I think that's a big deal. I think if you go hiding after it, not such a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all I can do right now.
Well, there's a lot of people who make all that noise, and then they back off and they run away, or they go, look, we didn't get anywhere. We've talked about this before. My argument is you let something go for a decade, and you want to fix it in three meetings?
But that's how it is with everything, Joe. If you think about marriages or any sort of relationships with your children. If you let it go, we've been talking about child rearing. If you let that go, and then now all of a sudden you've got a 12-year-old who's ruling the house, and now you're going, well, how do I fix it? Well, you should have started earlier. But there is a way that we can, we got to join in where we are.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You join it, yes, right. You get involved the way you can, as much as you can. I think, like I said, part of what bothers me, is when people finally had enough, and they snap and they go, okay, look, we need to stop this. You need to step up. They come and they make an arrangement with, or they get a relationship with. And then, I've been to three meetings, I'm telling you. And
they
how come you
impatient.
Haven't voted to do this yet, right?
No, right. And all you can do is keep explaining how the process works. But it is natural, especially once you've let things go for so long. I mean, think about anything. If you let your lawn go too far, or anything that you let go too far.
You've been by my house, haven't you?
Or your weight, or your health, or anything like that. And you go, well, I stopped eating dairy. Why am I not cute by now? Well, but that's human nature. So the thing about it, people, is, yeah, you're going to start it. Thank goodness, because Joe keeps telling you got to start it. Yes, it's human nature to get frustrated if once you've started it, it doesn't happen overnight. And voice your frustration about that and keep going. That's all. Things don't happen overnight. Think about a marriage that you're trying to fix. And I know you're perfect in that area, but I listen to my pastors and stuff, and they talk about marriages. We're not perfect. We just talk to each other.
But hey,
that's what you guys did.
It's a novel idea, husband and wife talking.
Right. You did it from Jump Street. But think
we
got
to go for break. No. You got
to. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Don't threaten me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Tony Schmidt, your co-host. We'll be back with us.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills, possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. On Friday, President Biden signed a government funding bill extending the deadline further into the month. In the following weeks, lawmakers will need to reach an agreement to pass several appropriations bills. The CDC has updated its guidelines, stating that Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the update, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. The CDC also advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RUALJOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host, joins me every Friday. We have, I have fun. I don't know about her, but I have a lot of fun doing this, too. So,
Sonia Schmidt, real estate licensee, officially an hour.
You know, we only have so much time in every segment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, wait a second. I just got a notice, by the way. It says ransomware attack targets U.S. healthcare payment processor. In the most serious incident of its kind. Now, I'm not reading the whole article.
I hope not.
No, because I can't put together all those big words. But I'm just telling you, that don't sound good. So anyway, that just came across on my feed.
Well, you got to find out what not you right now, but at some point, they'll probably notify you. The healthcare provider will probably notify you that you've been breached, which doesn't sound very nice. But you've been breached, and that they have your information, and that they'll probably buy you, a 1 year.
A year of what?
Well, a year of watching, your credit thing.
Getting more and more of these breaches of my credit every single day. There's something going on.
Well,
I will read it over our break, and I'll give you more information, but this don't sound good at all.
Well, how many times have you gotten a new debit card or such without asking for it?
I just got one, so I told you. What I tell you. I just
I'm
got
get
one.
Trouble for that, I know.
And they said, that wasn't an ethnic slur. That was just fun. And for people who don't get that, grow a sense of humor and fun, okay? Don't be writing us about that.
Oh.
Deal with yourself.
You know, I always loved when people wrote the production company of the show because they were unhappy with the content. They didn't realize the production company was me.
You're looking at it, folks.
I'm going to fire me immediately for that.
I'm going to get after me, right?
All right.
Okay, I'll look over this at the break and tell you exactly what this means, but I'm easily freaked out, so this one kind of this one scares me a little bit.
Well, I got this. So somebody sent me a picture. I don't know how true this is, so please don't say Messina said, I am going to check it out. But I had heard that this was coming. And I'd heard that they were going to start doing this with some of our meat, you know, because they're allowed to do fillers up to a certain point with meat. I remember they passed this law a few years ago about being able to mix your meat with things like mealworms and grasshoppers.
Okay, stop. I'm done. I'm over. Crickets. I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, you already said you were doing the vegan thing, so what do you care?
Oh, that's true.
Right? And so I guess basically, though, the vegan, you could eat this because mealworms, grasshoppers, and crickets aren't considered meat, are they?
No, and they're probably plant-fed. So, okay, yeah. I'm with you.
So there you go. You're all set. What are you worried about?
It's gross.
Why do you act like that?
I'm not worried about it. It's gross.
Okay. So the White House is taking a little heat because they have decided to shred the Constitution and to start calling illegal aliens, you ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Newcomers.
Oh, isn't that sweet? We're just newcomers, don't you know?
Yeah. Hey, we've had 7.2 million newcomers since Joey B. has become president. Let's welcome him in all together here now.
Joe, we laugh at this, but look at how much success they've had at adjusting the language so that it benefits. I mean, them, you know, what was the Obama's health care program? The Affordable Care Act.
Because, remember what he said specifically? It will be less money than your monthly cell phone bill.
But it was a lie. And I wish I could write down all the things, and maybe I will on the break, all the things that the left changes the wording of things. And it's absolutely a lie. And we fall into the trap. Like dreamers. Dreamers! Yeah. Our kids dream stuff. Americans.
Oh, yeah. Americans dream about going to college, and here in this state, right? If I'm paying taxes throughout the country. If my daughter wants to go to school in Illinois or Texas, she has to pay an out-of-state fee. But if one of these newcomers shows up in Texas, right, 24, 48 hours later, they want to enroll in school, it's not a problem.
No. And, you know, I always talk about having to learn how to listen to the news, how to interpret what you're hearing on the news.
Oh, that's a...
And you really got to listen to the wording that they use and how they change things around. But this is another perfect example.
But you almost need a college degree when it comes to trying to read some of those stories and understand what they say, right?
You know what? No, I disagree. Uh-oh. And I think this is a perfect thing for women. Cause,
wait a minute.
You're
disagreeing with me? You don't... You know,
I know. Right, you're going to kick me off?
No, I have to do it.
You don't have anybody else who doesn't have anything to do on Fridays. So
go for
stuck.
It. No, go, I love having you on. So
you
go ahead and do your stuff.
Yeah, but women are very intuitive. That's what God gave us by nature. And you don't even have to be all that smart to be in touch with your gut. And when you hear these phrases and you pit it against, you parallel it against what you're actually seeing, you can quickly discern what's really going on. A dreamer. The Affordable Care Act. What's the new term you just said for...
newcomers.
The newcomers.
Do you remember when Pelosi... when they were trying to work it out, so there was like in a shady way, like a mandatory minimal wage that you would get, not a wage, but a paycheck you would get from the government, because you shouldn't be saddled with a job. You should be allowed to express. Yeah. If you want to be an artist, nothing should get in your way of becoming an artist.
Yeah.
Right? Do you remember that?
Do you guys understand that this is only a way to get voters on the Democrat Party? And I've been saying this for years, to the point where I'm just over it already.
Yeah.
If you don't see it by now, there's something wrong with you. But yeah, this is only a way to garnish some voters. Somebody had the other day, this is a little bit off topic, but they were saying all the people that we're bringing in, we should ship them to Ukraine to fight on their armies, because I don't know if it was a comic who said this or just a comic somebody who did commentary. But I was like, that is so funny and a great idea. Why are we bringing them here? Ukraine is losing fighters by the gazillion for various reasons. Send them on a plane to Ukraine. Let them fight.
No, I hear you. You know?
That was a great idea.
Yeah. Hey.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about my lawsuit I'm filing against Donald Trump, right?
Oh, my gosh. Get in line, buddy. Yeah. I'm trying to. Listen,
I was feeling good
to,
for a split second. I was feeling good. Then you went get in line. I was like, oh, yeah, she's right.
I'm trying to find a reason to do it.
Yeah. Well, just say you met him or he, you know, accosted you in some clothing store somewhere. I don't know. Well, Macy's, because they're closing them down.
That's right. I can make up something.
So say Macy's, because by the time he gets to court, Macy's will be gone and you'll.
Absolutely.
You'll be a hero, right?
Let him prove it. Let him prove that that he didn't. Yeah, so old woman that he's just got to have when he walks in the store. Yeah, okay, all right.
I saw a picture of her today. She's quite excited about the money she's going to get. She had a red-haired wig on.
She's a nut.
Dancing with the invisible leprechauns in the woods. I mean, just was amazing. Anyhow.
But see, that's another thing that they can do to us is this mind, this Jedi mind control. We're supposed to believe that this absolute nut in every other area of her life is being honest and truthful and forthcoming about this situation. I tend to not think so.
Yeah,
but what's your lawsuit? What are you going to do to Trump?
Well, you know,
that other people haven't done.
They say, or he said, in his speech last week that he was given, he called Governor Gavin Newsom Governor Newsom.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, I've been calling him Governor Newsom.
Uh-oh.
And Governor Newsom, for years now.
But aren't
right?
you flattered?
But I used it first, and I can prove it. I want me some money.
I think you can. I think there's a time log here that you can actually. But aren't you flattered that he's been listening to you?
Oh, either that or one of his flunkies had to say, hey, what do you think of this? Got to go for a break. Be back at a meeting. Don't go far. Sonia and Joe return in just a few minutes on the Joe Messina Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Job is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My co-host, that's right, Sonya Schmidt joins us as she does every Friday. I have fun. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's all about me anyway.
What do you mean you don't know about the rest of them?
I don't. It's not like they call me and go, hey, I had so much fun today. And please don't, even if you want to. Don't do it.
No, please do. I need the encouragement. You hear what happens. He brings me in. He calls me a jackwagon. Come on, folks. Give me some support here.
What's wrong? I don't call you a jackwagon.
I know. I take it personally, though.
God.
That's who I am as a Hollywood person. I just like, oh, he's talking about... Yeah, oh, that's
Hollywood
just so...
people. You're,
this passive-aggressive...
There.
Yeah. No. I think it's your passive-aggressive way of calling me a jackwagon.
Oh, my God. You found out.
Yeah, we're so sensitive that way.
Wow.
Yep.
Anyway, now you just totally threw me off.
I'm so sorry.
I'm licking my wounds.
We were talking about newcomers. We were talking about...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't, you know. I know.
Hey, you know what? People aren't into this, and there's a national show, so they're not plugged in, but you have to understand how important this is. So here in California, because of the death of Feinstein, we've got an open seat for the Senate, and it's not a little open seat. It's a long open seat because...
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Back up.
You know Feinstein, right? Remember her?
I do, but I knew she was in bad shape. I didn't know she actually...
Were you in a coma for the last 4 months or what? What's the deal?
I try to be. I'm telling you, watching the news makes me sick, but she gave up the ghost.
She did. She passed away. And,
bless her heart.
So there was a temporary appointment to the seat by Governor Newsom, and now that person who's in that seat right now has decided that she's not going to rerun for the seat. She had the opportunity to.
Oh, really?
So Shifty Schiff has decided he's going to run for the seat. So she got, I think she's got a year left. Whatever's left on Feinstein's,
he's going to take it.
Right. So she's going
to take it.
But Schiff now wants that seat. Can you imagine that lying, deceitful person? Being our senator here in California. But Steve Garvey, who was a Dodgers baseball player, well-known, well-respected, Dodgers are well-loved up and down the state, even if you're on the opposite team. The guy did so poorly in his last forum with the rest of the candidates. He did terrible. He really did terrible. His team, and this happens all the time, and it frosts my buns big time, his team didn't do him any favors. Should have set him up, should have got him ready, should have helped him out.
Mm.
But you want to talk about a god? Let me tell you what. They're almost neck and neck for this position right now. Right? So they're in a statistical dead tie here in California's Senate primary. And we have what's called, I don't think you've heard this term, because a lot of people aren't familiar with it. We have what's called a guerrilla primary in this state. And it's
gorilla
not,
or gorilla?
Well, if it was a girl primary, well, Schiff might be in it. I don't know. No, it's called a gorilla primary. And the reason is it's the two top vote getters go to the general election. Now, you could be two Dems, two Republicans, two whatever. All right? Which is
very
not really cool because, Dems should be able to vote for Dems if they want to go. Republicans should be able to vote for Republicans, that kind of thing.
I agree.
So, anyway. But the poll found, Berkeley poll of all, found that Garvey has 27% support and Schiff only has 25%, or Schiff. So he technically is actually beating out Schiff. The problem is that the other ones running, Katie Porter and a few others, they're Democrats. And I would have very low numbers, but still Democrats. And I have a very hard time believing that many of those would throw their vote to Garvey. Hoping they will. Hoping they see what's happening in the state and will give a Republican a chance. So go ahead.
Here's the thing. And I don't know, I'm not one of those big election groupies, so I don't know. I'd love to hear people who are, and they talk about stats and what happened before. But here's the thing, Schiff and Garvey are two name recognition. This is just off the top of my little pinhead brain. Schiff and Garvey are two recognizable names. If one has a more favorable, if one is more favorable than the other, probably what you're going to vote for, because we in California we're a little brain dead. I've been watching some of the Garvey commercials.
Oh, really?
Because I game. So a lot of times they pop up, and I will tell you that the commercials for Steve Garvey, you don't know which way they're going. And they're saying
before you really get into this.
Uh-huh.
All right. Schiff is paying for some of those commercials.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay,
here's the beauty of these commercials is they make Garvey sound like a very viable solution to the problems that California is having. You don't get to the end until they go, so that's why we can't vote for Steve Garvey. But everything they've said up until that point sounds wonderful. So I think they're going to lose a lot of the voters that they think that they're going to have. I am shocked if people don't know at this point who Schiff is. These are two name-recognizable people. Name recognition does have some part to play. I yeah. think that his commercials, actually, in my when I listen to these commercials, they sound very favorable. They're going, he's going to change California. He's going to make it more, you know, he's leaning on immigration. He's, yeah. you know.
Right. Well, no. Let them go. You know, I've said this for years. When the Democrats start saying certain things, I always say, shh, don't try to stop them.
Don't
let
try
them
to
speak.
This
you
is
right?
a perfect, perfect example of that. If you watch any of the commercials, I honestly think that they're in Steve Garvey's behalf. So he may yeah. not have to spend as much as he thinks he does.
Oh, no. When you come out and start saying, well, he's going to, you know, he's going to make he's going to make it harder for the immigrants
exactly.
to, you know, get into California. Like, if I'm sitting there and I've
yeah.
been totally, had an issue because of immigration with my job or whatever, I'm going to go, maybe
yeah, that sounds very
so
interesting.
You know?
So, yeah, and I've been looking for the clip. Unfortunately, that those clips play in between my games, so I
yeah.
have no way of going back and clipping them for you. But I do want you to hear those because they sound very, they're like, ooh, this sounds kind of good for California. So, This should be interesting. Schiff should not win again. You have
no,
to
he
be
needs
so
to go be with whatever grandkids he might have or think he has, or
yeah,
maybe he can find some. He can find another imaginary family, like he found the imaginary proof that Trump was with the Russians. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
I wish I could. I wish I could select these clips for you to hear. But I want to think that Californians have had it. We're in a really bad state.
Well,
so,
and they're pouring out of here. It's not like even the people with money who could kind of put up with some higher taxes and higher gas taxes and higher food prices.
Why?
They're leaving in droves now.
Yes, why?
You know?
Why
Newsom is scratching his head going, where are you going? We have such great weather here. Yeah, but I can't afford the gas to go to the beach to see it.
Well, yes, I have a friend who calls it the Titanic with good weather. So, you know, which is why I think I'm going to create my business for its people leaving California. And
I would. I would.
I know.
Relocation
I feel like a
expert.
Sellout.
Let me help
I'm
you
already,
get the hell out of here. How's that
I'm
one?
Already
yeah.
a sellout. I'm already a sellout. So why not go all the way?
Oh, God. So, yeah. All right. Letitia James, the AG out of New York. She is riding a high right now thinking she took down the man, right?
Yes, she
and
is.
So she's now on a rampage, and she is suing everybody. Like she's suing the meat company for not putting out misinformation in their commercials because that meat company said they were going to be more green friendly. You know, but just to show you how they play this game, because in her brief it says that they profess to be more green friendly. They're going to get to carbon neutrality by 2040. Blah, 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 blah. The commercial's been out for 2 years. They've been pushing this for about 2 years. And if I was their attorney, I would look at the judge when I got in there and said, Your Honor, our government hasn't been able to do it in 30 years and keep telling us we're going to go green. We're going to go to carbon neutral. They say in their commercial specifically by 2040. I think that gives them a little time to make things happen.
It's a wiggle room.
So this, yeah, I'll take the wiggle room. Because people like her are dangerous. Having that little bit of power is extremely dangerous because
what
now
is?
She's out suing everybody. Okay, let me see here. She's she's suing. You ready for this one? Other counties, other states, for having transgender policies. So,
as a black woman, this really pains me, and I'll tell you on the other side.
Yeah, tell me on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tony Schmidt when we return. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. We'll be back.